You're listening to SBS News. It was journalists in Perth who put questions to Scott Morrison yesterday about his attitude to same-sex marriage and religious freedom. A Pentecostal Christian, Mr. Morrison was among several members of the coalition who either voted against or abstained from the same-sex marriage vote in Parliament. Mr. Morrison himself abstained. In the exchange with the WA reporters, Mr. Morrison was first asked whether his views had changed and then asked another question, which appeared to reference the Israel Folau controversy, triggered by the Wallaby star posting on social media that homosexuals, among other sinners, would go to hell. Folau is a Pentecostal Christian who worships at the Truth of Jesus Christ Church in Sydney and stands by his right to express his views.
Are you still personally opposed to same-sex marriage? Has your position changed since it was legislated?
It's law, and I'm glad that the change has now been made and people can get on with their lives. That's what I'm happy about.
Has your position changed?
I always support the law of the country.
There's more talk about personal beliefs in the last few days.
I couldn't hear you, sorry.
More talk about personal beliefs on this issue in the past couple of days, about whether or not it's okay for a Christian to express their belief. What's your belief? Do gay people go to hell?
I support the law of the country, and I always don't mix my religion with politics and my faith with politics, and it's always been something that has informed how I live my life and how I seek to care for and support others. That's how it's always informed me, and that's what I always seek to do.
Following that exchange, Bill Shorten brought up the subject when asked for a response to this assessment of the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton by former Labor Prime Minister Paul Keating on ABC Radio in Melbourne.
I joined the Australian Parliament 50 years ago this year, you know. In those 50 years, I've never seen any public figure as mean or mean-spirited as Peter Dutton. And at this election, those electors in Dixon have a chance to drive a political stake through his dark political heart.
Peter Dutton responded to that attack on Twitter, writing, "Paul Keating almost destroyed my dad's small business with his heartless mismanagement of the economy, and he inspired me to join the Liberal Party." When a reporter asked Bill Shorten whether he agreed with Mr. Keating, the opposition leader avoided the question by saying that the meanest commentary he had seen in the election was the proposition that gay people are going to go to hell.
This country needs to really lift itself, and the political debate and coverage needs to lift itself in the next 4 days.
Easter Sunday, though, do you believe that gay people should go to hell?
No, I don't believe gay people, because they're gay, will go to hell. I don't need a law to tell me that. I don't believe it. And I think if you want to be Prime Minister of Australia, you've got to be Prime Minister for all people. And I just don't believe it. And I just, the nation's got to stop eating itself in this sort of madness of division and toxicity.
In response, Mr. Morrison also declared that he didn't believe that gay people go to hell because they're gay. He says the fact that it was raised by Mr. Shorten is an indication that the Labor leader is getting desperate in the final days of the campaign.
Look, he's becoming more desperate each day. I mean, even today, he has sought to cynically exploit an issue that has nothing to do with this election, trying to confect religion and politics together for personal, you know, political gain. I thought it was very disappointing. He is becoming more desperate as this campaign goes on. We're going to remain focused on the issues that Australians are most focused on.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.